show me how much you appreciate your love and support. Let me ask them to read it before we go. Good morning, members. Good morning, everyone. Abakaya, it reads as follows. Dear all members, and our family, open June, I would like to extend it sincerely to the members of the portfolio committee for the kindness, prayers, four homes, and physical condolences, and a generous donation during the time of our bereavement. The grief of that period will forever be with us. What will also remain with us is your love and support. Please know that your presence, the thoughtful deeds, and the love you showered on us make things easier for us. We do not have the appropriate words to express our gratitude. May God Almighty receive from you and your families.
Thank you very much, Sabu. And I would also love to thank the portfolio committee on their commitment, the manner in which you do the work that you are charged with. We were on oversight in Mpumalanga that other week, and you never cease to inspire me. The manner in which you do your work inspires me every time. So I feel I am blessed to have honorable members like you, who without fear or favor do their work to the best of their ability. I thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And coming to the meeting of today, we are going to have apologies. And can we have the apologies?
Chair, I thought that you would allow us to reflect on what you had just said before we get into the formality. I should, on behalf of the committee, once more convey our support to you and the family, and indeed appreciate the opportunity that some of us were granted to attend that funeral. And I know that we were going to be a multi-party delegation, and in a way, I dissuaded the member who was actually on the verge of joining us because of what you had advised, you know, based on the unaccessibility and whatever you had to do. But indeed, the committee. Actually, all members of the committee wanted to be part, but obviously we couldn't. Like I said, I did not go back to members, both women, apologize that we actually, I literally went and the member solely. But it was indeed a fulfilling experience. And I think for me, who was there solely, we're actually able to get to know the person who is holding this committee together. Ubuntu, it is not just her ability that she may have assumed that she walked through that, but the source of and the character that you have shared is something that the mental, the accolades, as well as the trophy can go to that lady that we laid down the other day. And once more, appreciating the opportunity to discover you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, honorable members. Thank you very much, honorable Masango. Can we then proceed to the apology?
We do have a standing apology from Mr. Lepay, who is in another committee. We also have two apologies from this department. The minister is attending to a long-standing appointment with an eye patient that he couldn't get up to do. And then we do also have an apology from the Deputy Minister Chair. The DM is out of the country attending an international conference on life in Poland up until the 26th of August. So those are two apologies. Thanks.
Honourable Member, those are the apologies. Do we accept the apology? Honourable Fulton?
My colleague just reminded me. I don't know. You know, the apologies are standing for the DM, but I don't know. The DM has never even introduced herself to this committee, so I don't know if I should accept the apology. But I have no option. But at least we need to know who she is. We have never spoken to her.
Thank you very much, Honourable Hawthorne. I think, Jabu, we should write a letter to the DM to sensitize her on the feeling of the portfolio community. But Honourable Makonda?
Thank you, Chair. It's fine. We can do that. But I thought from the departmental delegation, I'm not heard of anything. The DG is not here. We were not heard about the apology of the minister. I have one management. What is it?
Department, can I respond?
Thank you, Chair. The apology of the DG was sent on Thursday last week. That is, according to my understanding, and the DG did also request that I then lead the delegation for today.
Chairman?
Chair, I did not receive that apology. Remember, I saw the email, but I did not receive that one. The email on Thursday, I received was from Senator. On Wednesday, I received an email from Lomsa, the same one that I received from Senator. I did not receive the one from the DG.
Thanks, Chair. If that is the case, the committee has not received the apology of the Director General. I've looked at our program, Chair. There's an outstanding issue that relates to NOK. I don't think this committee would be fair to continue with the program as it is when the accounting officer is not here. The portfolio committee has got a view, and we've communicated our view in relation to that and what the accounting is. And if the DG is not here, I can't see us going anywhere. Because we all know what happened at NOK. The DG should have been here. He was aware of this meeting and well aware with the items on the meeting. And if he is not here, Chair, then he's not taking this portfolio committee directly. And I don't want to tell about this. The frustration that we've been getting from the department. We've been in Pumalanga for an oversight for almost a week. There was no senior departmental official on that oversight. We were just asking ourselves questions and we were unable to get answers because of this behavior. If the DG is not ready, then we're not ready, Chair. We're not ready to get answers from junior officials of the department up until that time when we have got time for this portfolio committee. and then we can continue. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Makondo. Honorable Mata.
Chair, I think the last speaker has raised a few matters. I guess the matter that are appearing here and all of the updates that are required from item A to H are all of a very serious nature. The lady that has been tasked to lead the department, despite the fact that we do not have a formal letter, which is a critical problem, because normally when you are assigned a responsibility, it has to be formalized. And when there is a window of law, it's very dangerous for you. Now, we also have a responsibility to protect you against what you may fall into. Personally, I don't have a problem if you are ready to take responsibility for the things that committee may raise with you, with the things that are here. If you take it all and say, I'm ready for it, you can go for it. It's a risk. Because at the end of the day, then you take responsibility as an accounting officer. If you put your head on the clock and say, I'm a big girl, I'll take you on, you can take the risk, that risk. But I think what colleagues have said is indeed true. Is it the current DG now, or is it the DG that has assigned you? You know, last week we were supposed to be having a meeting. Last week, Chair, we were supposed to be having a meeting. That meeting did not take place because the DG sent the committee a very strange apology. I'm saying very strange apology because it was actually a very weak apology to say, Siakuta, we're tracking, we're moving from one office to the other. And therefore, I must oversee the duty. We spoke to the chair and I said, well, personally, I would not have accepted that kind of an approach. Because, I mean, even when they move my house, I don't have to be there. Those things that have, we've got people that are responsible, the DG can't be responsible for all total. But I said, okay, can't it. Now, if we have enough non-appearance today, it's a bit of a problem, and I think we have been very lenient with the department, honestly speaking, in comparison with the other portfolios. Because we try and understand the people that got this and that. They could try to understand it. But I think it is persisting. Perhaps the portfolio is being taken for granted. And we are definitely unhappy about it. But we're not going to explode on yourselves. When it's okay, you mean I'm police, deputy police. Sometimes you tell a man who 8 years old, yeah, I didn't feel late. Now I've got to cool my own category, that's an idea that I've got 8 years. So the people who got the cutting of the whip are the people actually who tried and arrived here. So I don't think we need to explode on you. Chairperson, I think we shouldn't subject to these officials who are not accounting officers to any necessary torture. They should come to support their leaders who are paid to do their jobs. And perhaps as a committee, we should request ourselves to express our displeasure. We can't criticize the minister that much for it. He makes something that does catch up on us from time to time, and we do want people to attend to their health because they only have one life. But I think if you were to commit to write to the minister and express our displeasure, we will have. But I also want to go beyond that chair and say the issue that Honorable McCall has raised. That I think you reflected on also of non-attendance of the DG to oversight meetings. I request that that matter be placed on our agenda for us, so that it is one of the agenda items, because someone must account to us. We are 3 years, 3.5 years into this part. We've been in joint meetings with joint oversight with other portfolios. The DGs of other portfolios are there when these things happen on site. I can cite the DG for tourism. I can cite another DG, I can't remember which portfolio. I've had environmental. We have never seen our DG on site. We've never seen a minister of health on site. So I wanted to put that, I request that we put that matter on the agenda to be the first matter on the agenda, because we have been failed in oversight. Manakisa Mutori Uto, and our visit to Kumarano was actually disgusting in the fact that in some places where we were without anybody. But no, we are not involved. So I want us to, I recommend that we discuss that matter, that we spend time on that matter so that we can understand, because it looks like we've got an wrong understanding of DEC and they have a different understanding. Check. I therefore want to second the condo, which as far as on the other one, that it was seen about a good way.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Honorable Member, there was a proposal that we not expose the official to the discussion that you were going to have, because the accounting officer is not here and there is no written apology from the accounting officer. And there was a proposal and there was, it was seconded. Honorable members, this is the decision of the committee. Are we deciding as a committee that we need to release the officials of the Department of Arts and Culture? If there is no one who is saying that we need to continue with the meeting, I think you've seen for yourself why we are taking this decision. And you have experienced yourself situations where, as a committee, we feel that we are not taken seriously. There are issues that you raise as this committee, as I said earlier, that members of this committee are committed to the work that they are doing. But the department, in many cases, has failed us, and the reflection of that failure is on us as well. So we are actually pleading with this one. Take your work seriously, because as the portfolio committee, we take our work seriously. And we expect you to take your work seriously. I've said earlier that I personally am doing the work of the department. And it's totally, totally unacceptable that I receive correspondence from people in the community because the department is not responding to the community. It's not acceptable at all that I do your work. I'm not employed here to do the department's work. I'm employed here to do my work. let me do my work and do yours. There are a number of instances where people, because they don't know what to do, they SMS to me to ask me to interview. Why should there be intervention in the work that you are paid to do? You are not being asked to do anything. You are paid to do a job. So please, department official, do your job, because we are doing our job to the best of our ability. I could actually count the instances where, in fact, when we go out of this meeting, I would like to have a meeting with you, just to tell you the instances where you don't respond to communities, and communities come to me. You don't respond to people, and people come to me. No wonder you are even taken to the public protest. It's because you're not responding. And if you're not responding to communities, what are you doing? What are you there for? You know? So I think it's important for the department to just sit down and do introspection. When the new DG comes, that's the first thing that you need to do. Do introspection. Look at yourself. So that you are able to do the job that is there for you. But as the committee has decided, the meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Oh, okay. Let's deal with the minutes of silence. So yeah, it's the official, but the committee will deal with the minutes.
Oversight.
All right. Maybe just for me.
Hancock, the minutes stands approved. Can we look at the next matter? This is our problem. Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Charlie, you are on the floor.
Okay. With the program.
Yes.
Okay, we received an email indicating that the meetings of the 29th, that's next week, and the 30th of August should be cancelled because there is an international women's, I just need to speak the word correctly. So I'm not sure about next week's meeting, whether international women's conference. 29th of August, that's next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. Oh. So okay. It will affect our sitting for next week.
So the women's
international women's conference, I think it's taking place in Parliament.
So we are rejected as men.
You're getting used to it. Dag, je lekker maar chai dan. You did very well. I can't do it in the belly, so you better than I.
Hmm.
Ja, das kann danke.
Shot dead work. I think it's half dead work. I think it's a shot dead work. can continue.
Thank you.